Hey, good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up, we still got Joe's Need to Know News. We also have Song of the Day, and intern Chloe Money will be taking part of that because, well, we got Liv the Web Girl doing a little vacay day today. So, as a matter of fact, instead of Liv's Sports Minute, it's intern Chloe's Sports Minute. Here we go.
Liv's Sports Minute.
Intern Chloe.
Chloe Money,
ahead.
Yes. So, in the world of football, Houston Texans have retaken the lead. The lead in the AFC South last night at the Open Week 12, and they defeated the Colts. The final score was 20-17.
Good game, though. I didn't watch it, so I'm asking you guys.
I watched it. I mean, like, I'm kind of rooting for the Colts. But I don't know. I felt like the Colts could have won the game, and they didn't. But yeah. I don't know. It was a back-and-forth one. It was interesting. One of our big bosses heard the rap yesterday with me and Lenny Bree and said, I think you jinxed the Colts. So now I kind of feel responsible for their loss.
Yeah, way to go, Joe.
Sorry. My bad. What else is happening, Chloe Money?
A little callback to last week. The Cleveland Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett, he has an indefinite suspension for smashing the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, Mason Rudolph, over the head with his helmet. They went to court about it, and the decision was upheld yesterday. The appeals officer said that the severe penalty on Garrett was a fair choice.
Yes, that was so crazy.
It was
very
violent.
Can you imagine being like in the audience? Like that never happens to sporting events I go to. Not that I condone violence, but it would be exciting to watch, but he should not
have
done that.
It'd be cool. Like, I was there when the guy ripped his helmet off and hit him in the head.
I always want to see, like, a fight, even though it's not appropriate.
Like in India, I think it was just in Indianapolis, Indiana. Actually, it happened in Detroit, but it was the Pacers versus the Pistons.
Yeah.
15 years ago this week, they called it the Malice at the Palace, because that's where the sporting event arena was called. And Ron Artest got a cup thrown on him by a fan. He runs up into the stands, Chloe, starts swinging on fans.
That was 15 years ago?
Yes.
Crazy. Insane.
I just started working in radio around that time.
I was 6.
All right. Well, hey, what else is happening?
A woman by the name of Carly Lloyd, she's a U.S. women's soccer star. She's seriously considering pursuing an NFL kicking career once she's finished doing the 2020 Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah. She did a video that went viral for kicking a 55-yard field goal.
That makes sense.
It'd be interesting to see. It's one thing to do it like just like a regular kick, but when you're in pads in the game, like, boy, that's scary.
That's true. With
people coming at you trying to break you into a little piece.
But she could be breaking the mold here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Basketball. The Pacers are set to play the Orlando Magic tomorrow at 7 p.m. And then on Monday, they're going to play the Memphis Grizzlies. Houston Rockets will be playing the Clippers tonight.
Ooh.
Victor Oladipo, did I say his name?
Yes.
Yes, look at you.
He is recovering because he had a knee surgery on his right knee. The Pacers haven't really talked about if he's 100%, but he did go through full court practice on Thursday without restrictions, which sounds good.
Yes.
Okay, I want to know, is he the masked singer or not, Chloe?
Oh, yeah, that's the big question.
I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
Pacers have like 8 different players who are injured.
Well, that's great.
Does that sound right?
It doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound good.
We have nobody to play. They're asking Porkchop to come do tryouts.
Dunking on people.
Charles Barkley, does that sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Oh, yes, so
yeah.
Charles.
He is taking some heat because he told a reporter that if he hit someone, he'd hit her.
Yes, we're going to actually talk about this coming up later in the show.
Is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman?
No, and he should not have said that.
And he said that she couldn't take a joke, like it was a joke.
Yeah, she's being a little sensitive.
What a dum-dum. In the climate we live in now, are you freaking kidding me?
It wasn't cool.
Well, that's the whole point, but okay.
Baseball, the National Baseball Hall of Fame on Monday released their 2020 ballot. And the headliner, who's first time eligible, his name is Derek Jeter.
Jeter,
that's
yes.
I love intern Chloe's Sports
Minute.
Yes,
honey.
There's like another list of notable first timers for the ballot. I'm probably going to get their names wrong too, but you want to hear them?
Yes, that's the best part. Go ahead.
Jason Giambi.
Giambi,
yeah.
Alfonso Soriano.
Yes.
Bobby Abreu.
And
Paul Konerko.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know the sport.
There we go. Yes. That is intern Chloe's Sports Minute.
Killed it.
All right, good job.